When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Jake, you never chimed in on this. Am I crazy to say this?
You're not wrong.
This, like, if you look at the lyrics, and I never paid attention to... Jesus, are you all right? Did you fall down or something? Oh, my God. You good?
Oh, we back?
I thought you... sounded like you fell out of the chair.
No, man, it's the printer. Don't you hate when you run out of printer paper?
Yeah. We all do. I'm more upset when I run out of ink.
And you think that you got printer paper somewhere?
You know what I really hate, though, is when we're in a great conversation and then you take us somewhere else. I was asking Jake what he thought because I want to know if I'm crazy.
You're not wrong, but it did make me think about Joe, all the things your man won't do. I almost see it as
baby,
the same as that.
I want to do. The first thing, she got a coach purse, so she must be from the Heights or something because she's easy to get. Yo,
Lover, she got a coach purse. Yeah.
Bro, you mess around and get her Steve Madden. You and doubled up her man already. And then instead of getting her bus card, you get her Metro card or you get her Zip car account. Shoot. You just break her. No,
he said he breaks her off something so she can at least get her nails done. That's what he's saying.
Like, girl, he gave me an Uber car. He gave me his Uber account. I'm winning, bro. That's low hanging fruit. That's easy to snatch that, son.
This is all I want to know. It's just like, I mean, am I off base? I don't think so. Baby, it's cold outside. We can all agree they overreacted to canceling that song. Yes? No? Nobody
agrees? Baby, it's cold outside?
You know that song. Yeah. Baby, it's cold outside. I really must stay. Really must go. Baby, it's cold outside. You know, and he's like convincing her to stay. And then she goes, what's in this drink? So everybody thinks that he slipped something in the drink.
Oh, got her a Mickey.
Yeah, that's what everybody started suggesting, which, you know, was a crazy overreaction.
Was it put
in the drink?
Was it put in Jell-O pudding? Pudding pop in the pudding.
And that's a yard too far. That's just a yard too far.
Put the pudding in the pudding in the, and then she wakes up.
I'm not touching it.
Are we canceling Scarface? Just another Quaalude. She let me in the morning. Yeah, Quaalude. No. Everybody did.
Yeah, but that was just something I guess everybody did, right?
Yeah, that's what Bill said.
That was in the.
That's for real. That's exactly what Bill said.
At the Playboy Mansion, that happened all the time. Apparently,
you know, it just happened. It just helps them relax.
Yes, it does.
And Scarface said it, and just another Quaalude. She let me in the morning. Yeah, I bet she will. She don't remember nothing.
Meanwhile, the Knicks and the Denver Nuggets, the defending champs, at the Garden tonight. And so you get your chance to see Nikola Jokic for his one time only, one appearance only a year. Are people running to the Garden to see Jokic?
Hell yeah.
Yeah?
Listen, these are world champions. Jokic, like, he does things, and I wasn't – let me mute myself. Yeah. You know, he does stuff that we aren't accustomed to seeing happen, man. Like, it's amazing that this guy one day is going to be on the all-time triple double list. Like, he's going to pass some major guys. You're going to be like, hold on, this dude is like the leader of triple-doubles? Then you're going to see him, and you're going to look like a stretched-out Bubby Hill. You're going to be like, who the hell? How the hell Bubby Hill? Like Tyson Fury in his body is the motto of, like, this dude will kick your dad's ass, like, type of stuff. Like, you wouldn't be – you know, like, they do that where they take, like, somebody, and then they put him next to a person, like, put him next to Anthony Joshua. Like, this guy would destroy this guy. Like, man, bull crap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's going to be a picture of him and a picture of Nikola Jokic, like, as, like, better than Jason Kidd.
Well, Nikola Jokic is having another great season, although you haven't heard many people talk about him being, you know, oh, he's got to be in the MVP conversation.
That's because we're tired of him.
It feels like it, right?
It's like we expect that.
His numbers are still terrific. He's averaging, what, 26 a game. 12 rebounds and 9 assists. I mean, again, these are rarities, these numbers that he's putting up. 59% shooting.
But
he's only playing, under 34 minutes a game, which I think is important.
That's great.
Do you know Jalen Brunson's averaging more points per game than Nikola Jokic?
Yeah. I mean, but he's averaging way more minutes. And let's see the efficiency.
Two more minutes a game, actually.
And then when you think about it, right, what we see from Shai Gilgeous going on right now.
Hey, he's averaging 31.
Right. So, like, you know, we always like new blood, right? And I feel like we kind of worn out, just like we got worn out with LeBron. You know, we kind of get worn out with seeing KD do what he always does. Mm-hmm. We got tired of seeing James Harden when he was in his annual, like, MVP run. So I think right now, like, we're in an era where we want to see the new young guy do it, and what we see Shai Gilgeous doing, and he's doing it with a team that's an upstart team with the best record in the West or tied for the best record in the West, and this is not the usual suspect. So, like, we're like, oh, man, you know what? The Thunder actually got a pretty good damn team.
They do.
They still got 100,000 draft picks. So I always wonder, like, could they go get a big dog, right? Could they get?
But do they want to, though? I don't think they want
so, that. But what the hell are you going to do with all them damn picks?
You're going to use them in other ways, but you don't necessarily need to bring in a superstar when you're building one. Like, you've got one.
Well,
they have a 1A.
Well, would they go out with it and a 1B and a 1C? I like Chet Holmgren.
Chet is growing into something, too.
They have a hell of a big three, but what I'm saying is, like, are they going to go get that? If they keep playing this way, do they think they need to go get a certain specialist type of piece, like a sharpshooter, three-point shooter?
To me, that would be what you would look at, is veterans on the bench.
Would a Bruce Brown or something like that, or would a Brogdon? Would they use some of those pieces to go get a Brogdon and go get a Bruce Brown to add to, you know, that veteran leadership and closers to their bench?
Yeah. I mean, that's the kind of stuff I would look at with them, but I don't think they're star chasing because – you don't need to when you're building it the way they build it. They've drafted well. I mean, that's what they've done.
But look, even though, like, we talk about how it took 8 years for the Nuggets to get to where they are, it wasn't until they brought a guy like Gordon in that kind of put them over the top.
But that was a trade, and he wasn't a superstar. He was a piece that fit similar to OG Anunoby fit with the Knicks. That wasn't a – he was popular because he was in the dunk contest, but there was nothing that Aaron Gordon was doing with the Magic that made you go, wow, this guy's going to be a legend.
But, man, he's a star. I don't know
why. He's not a star. He's a really good player, and he became a defensive player, a guy that doesn't get a lot of shots anymore. Well, but he's better off this way. Less is more with Aaron Gordon. That's why he's such a good fit there.
He's the guy that had to sacrifice some of his game.
Yes, he did, and it's worked out well. He got a ring. So that part's great. But
he should be Blake Griffin.
He's not as big as Blake Griffin. He was a little bit smaller, but his athleticism also, he was never going to be able to last that long because that kind of athleticism, as we saw with Blake Griffin, once you lose that, your game goes away. So to Aaron Gordon's credit, what he was able to transition into with Denver is something we didn't know he had it in him, but Mike Malone and those guys did.
Defensive stopper.
He can be a stopper. He can switch. He can rebound. He can run, obviously, and finish. And when you need him occasionally to score, he can certainly do that, and he's improved his three-point shooting. But he, more importantly, has a high IQ, understands team ball, team concept. That's stuff that, you know, we didn't really know about him. That's what made that such a very interesting trade and what obviously unlocked a lot of things for them. But it certainly starts with having Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic. You have those two pieces. Now you find the complementary pieces to go with them, and that's what they've done. But I'll go back to something I said the other day, Bart. Jokic is arguably the best player in the league, right? I mean, LeBron is, but LeBron's older now. But this is a league that doesn't have a face once LeBron and Steph Curry go. They don't have, like, the box office stuff. That stuff is – the basketball fans love the sport. But I'm talking about selling to the non-users, getting them hooked on it. You can't because you don't have what they had in the past, which is the Magics, the Jordans, and what LeBron became, and even Steph Curry and the story he's become. They are transcendent beyond the sport, right? You don't have that because – Nikola Jokic, for everything that he is, as marvelous as he is as a basketball player, and he is one of the greats, and he plays the game, makes it look easy and all that stuff. There's just, that's it. That's where it stops. And he doesn't really want it. He's very much like Mike Trout. I'm not looking to be your billboard. You know, I play ball. I love to play and all that stuff, but I'm going home and the season's over. I'm done. Like, he's not outselling your sport. He's not outselling himself. So where do you turn at that point with this sport? And watch, did you see Giannis last night? The Bucks won in their first game without Adrian Griffin, which is no surprise because they won a lot with Adrian Griffin.
Right.
But he was so bad they had to get rid of him at 30-13. But before the game, they did this. The whole team got together and did this dance as they got ready for the game, and it went viral because everybody's like, "Look at these guys almost celebrating that they got rid of this coach." That's a bad look if you're Giannis. You're supposed to be a star in this league. You're supposed to be a face in this league, and you're acting like that. Like, don't you have any awareness at all about how that looks? Shouldn't you have a little bit of humility about what just happened, awareness of what just happened? Like, it blows my mind. And then his whole thing, you'll hear it in audio files, his whole thing about how, oh, I'm not involved in these decisions. The hell you're not. Like, you might not be directly involved, but we all know that you hint enough. And they're all walking on eggshells trying to keep you happy so you don't leave. And so that's a bad look. You see Luka last night?
With the headband?
No. So, Luka, last night, they played the Suns.
It was with the black headband.
Yeah, but that had nothing to do with the headband. Had more to do with how he started. In the beginning of the game, when things were going well, he's such a front runner. Like, we're learning about him. And when things don't go his way, first of all, he's going after the official at halftime. His team blew, like, they were up by 16. I think it was a two-point game at the half. His team blew the lead because they weren't making the threes they were making early on. And Luka twisted his ankle, unrelated to any contact, then started blaming the official. And then he wouldn't stop. Halftime is, they're done now at halftime. He won't leave the court, still complaining. They had to give him a tech. Stupid, right? Just dumb. That happens. Second half, you know Devin Booker loves to beat Luka. Loves it. Like, they hate each other, and he loves to sun him.
He's putting up on a show, man.
And so Booker and KD, like, they just kept coming back to a point where then it just, the whole game flipped. There's a guy in the crowd that was, and this is in Dallas, who was taunting Luka about being out of shape and look how tired you are and all that stuff. Because he was mad at him because they were blowing the lead.
Luka, yeah, I'm telling the referee.
Luka had the guy thrown out. But Luka took it all personal that after the game, as reporters are supposed to ask questions, he's like talking about how the all you focus on is the negative. Bud, you lost the game. You had a guy thrown out. Like, are you not aware of any of this stuff? So, once again, the best players in the game, the ones that seem most marketable, zero awareness. That's the problem that you have in the NBA, man. Like, again, Luka acting like that, Giannis acting like that. Now we have Jokic coming into the Garden tonight who makes it, it might be funny, it might be sarcasm, but makes it clear he has zero interest in selling the sport. Where's the NBA? Where is the NBA?
I mean,
where's it headed? Listen, as they are waiting for new broadcasting partnerships and all this other stuff, like, they're expecting a ton of money to come in. Who's selling this league next generation? Because you keep trotting out LeBron and Steph Curry. Like, that's this weekend, rivalry weekend, Knicks and the Heat. And you know what the other game is? Steph versus LeBron. I mean, this is the senior tour.
But I also believe that, you know, you can build stars, right? They just have to create the moments, and they have to create the rivalry, right? And you got to create a new rivalry. We thought it was going to be Ja and Zion rivalry between those two teams.
And it's not.
But maybe you can go Anthony Edwards and Shai Gilgeous. You know what I mean? Because they should be
they
on
have
the collision
zero.
Court.
There's nothing between them. Nothing. There's nothing there. They'll have to play each other in a playoff series.
But listen,
for anything to develop. But they're also nice to each other too, which is the other thing that's annoying.
But
that's why you love Devin Booker, who just loves to needle Luka. He loves it.
But that's what I'm saying, though. You got to create some of that stuff, and that only happens organically when teams lose something between each other, right? Like, right now, you look at how, like, the Ravens are all kissing cousins with Kansas City because they haven't lost anything to them.
Right.
Meanwhile, Burrowhead is supposed to be Arrowhead, and that beef is real there. So that rivalry is just cooking. It just got cooked, taken off the pot because Burrow got hurt this year.
Yeah.
But it's still brewing there, and that Josh Allen versus Mahomes is all nice and complimentary now. But it's gonna turn like that magic in Isaiah if he keeps sending his ass home.
Well, you hope
it's,
so.
It's gonna be one of those, right? So you have to let it marinate. But the good thing is we still have some older guys that can carry the league for a year or two until we can create that new rivalry. And the problem is these guys bounce around so damn much that you don't have those, like, oh, eliminated 3 years in a row by the Pistons, or Larry Bird sending Isaiah Thomas' ass home 3 years in a row.
There you go.
And, you know, they cheated, or a flagrant foul, or the phantom Lambeer call on Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Right, so you got to be able to open it up so you can have those type of stories, so that you can be able to create those rivalries and be able to get teams tired of each other.
Well, remember,
they get tired of each other, they play each other.
The Nuggets and Lakers were supposed to have had that, right? From off last year, remember all the trash talk and all that stuff back and forth, and okay, wait till we see them next year and all that. That's already gone.
Well, we thought Memphis and Golden State.
Yeah, that was supposed to be something too, but that's gone too, because again, Ja couldn't hold up his end of the bargain.
Yeah, and they got rid of the heel.
And
Dylan Brooks,
right? They had to get. Well, they knew that culture got so toxic, they had to clean that up.
Meanwhile,
and it's still
Dylan
not clean
Brooks.
In Memphis, by the way. The Ja thing is still not. His father is still a bit of a problem. 800-919-3776. Derek in Harlem is going to help us out. Derek.
Derek. Turn your radio down, son.
What's up, Derek?
I have my dad in the car.
Okay. What up, Pop?
Listen, it's a Dirty Mackin song. It's not a Creep song.
I mean, you can call it Dirty Mackin. We can call it anything we want, but it is. I mean, he keeps showing up at different places spying on her.
Hey, but do you blame him?
I don't know if that's Mackin. Derek, I know Mackin. Mackin is you talk. You talk to her. You don't just stare at her and then do fantasies in your head. That's creepy. You're just giving it a nice name.
Remember the video? He did the lip sync when he fucking
lips
when he's sitting on top of
the car. I know the video. It's so damn creepy, man. You know it's creepy too, Derek. You know it is Dirty Mackin. I know Dirty Mackin. That ain't it. Dirty Mackin is when you actually go talk to her. That's Dirty
Mackin. Yo, real quick, y'all was talking about the place of league. I remember I called y'all a couple months ago, and we were talking about Zion being fat and lazy. Remember, we were talking about maybe these kids are making too much money.
Yeah.
And that's why, because the other thing is, like Bart just said, everybody's too nice. There's no rivalry. And then, like, there's no American-born players, like, except Anthony Edwards, that people really want to get behind. That's another thing.
Mm.
Like, you know, you say all you want, but, like, Jokic's game is boring. Like, it's like Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan was a great player.
That's right.
But he was never going to be the face of the league.
That's fair,
like,
to say.
As much as, like, Bird talked trash. That's
yep.
Bird, he was Boston. And
loved it.
But he also talked trash. So, like, the league's got to also let these guys have their own personality and stop getting involved with the rest and stop doing all these things and just let them happy.
That's what I liked about last night. That's
they need, what, to, yeah. they need to let Draymond choke a couple dudes,
well,
so they can have
that.
A rivalry.
We don't need it.
He
don't need
it. He don't need to choke people,
but
like
Isaiah Stewart
trying to get at LeBron with the blood on his face. You got to let somebody got to get smacked a couple times. You know what I'm saying?
What I liked about last night was that, and thanks, Derek. What I liked about last night was that in the first half, Nurkic was getting physical with guys, right? And who was it that was fighting over this? You know, they have Grant Williams. You know that kid from the Celtics. They brought him into Dallas. And he's all over KD, and KD falls, and Grant Williams pretends to, like, oh, I'm tripping, and then he steps over him, like, to try to sun him, and Nurkic just shouldered him, like, took him out. That was great. Referees got involved, the tech here, tech there, that's all. But everything was, like, settled. But then later, like, you could just see, though, that these two teams don't like each other, and sometimes it's okay. It's okay to promote that. You know, you got to keep it under control. Of course you do. We all know this. But it doesn't mean that you completely just take it all out of the game, because then it becomes boring. Big Sean in Queens, what's up?
What's up? What's up, hon? What's going on, Bart?
What up? What up?
Listen, man, I had a bone to pick with you, Bart, last week sometime, but we that'll be another thing.
We good?
Hon, today's your day, hon.
Okay.
Today's your day, hon. Right. Usually I agree with you. I side with you on some things. Got some good points. But, man, oh, man, you just said that it don't look good for Giannis to celebrate because of a coach that he asked for. Then it kind of spinned in a way that he didn't really like it after a while. And he probably voiced opinion saying that, you know, we might have to move in a different direction.
Mm.
And you said... Now, the dance took place where? In the locker room?
No, it did not. On the court. It was on the court before the game in front of everybody.
Did Giannis say that this is why we dancing?
No.
That the coach is gone?
You think he would? You think he'd say that?
Well, what I'm saying to you, hon, just give me a second. I know you guys got different things to do. What I'm saying to you, how we can't have all access to these guys on court, off court, in the locker room, outside the locker room, and when they in an emotional type of thing, media can't be to the point where we assuming this is why they dance. We can't have it both ways. We can't. And to go back to that, you don't think Magic Johnson was happy when he got rid of his coach and got Pat Riley in? Just because we didn't have all access and no social media was around, you don't think that was the case?
Sean,
you don't think Jordan was happy when they got rid of Doug Collins?
No, I think you're missing the point that I was making, which is you're Giannis, you're the leader of the team. The coach of a 30-13 team just got fired. And in your mind, you have to know, as you're out on the floor in front of 20,000 people before a game starts, and everybody's aware that a coach just got fired, and a lot of people think you had something to do with it. So if you're aware of all that stuff, you probably want to say, let's tone it down before the game. Let's not act like Ding Dong the Witch is dead. Let's not do that.
I understand what you're saying.
And that's what it looked like, and everybody talked about it. I'm not the only one saying it.
I'm not saying you're the only one, but those that saying it, they sound like the old man on the daggone lawn, man. These are not the 80s, man. These are not the 90s. These are kids. And to your point earlier that you want a little bit of rivalry, you want a little bit of physicalness going on between the teams.
Yep.
Man, these kids, I got a 20-year-old, a 24-year-old,
same,
and a 30-year-old.
Yep.
These kids, they play together AAU. They friends with each other AAU. They go to different schools, and they still friends with each other, and they still compete. They'll say, just like football, you got the daggone exchanging of the jerseys after the game and this and that. Listen, this is the day of the era. I had to change myself. I'm 54 years old. Charles Oakley, ain't no X-Man going to knock you on your daggone butt when you're talking smack on the court. Ain't no Bart Scott talking to Chad Ochocinco, listen, man, go to your daggone huddle. Leave my guys alone.
But
those days are over.
But Sean, Sean, we got to run to a break, so I appreciate the call. But I let me add here that this had to do with the coach got fired, and you guys are dancing. That's the first thing we see.
Hey, yo, the witch is dead.
That's a bad look for a guy that's supposed to be one of the faces of the league. It's a bad look, man. And then he doesn't own anything after the fact. Bad look. Sorry. Call me an old man all you want. I am.
On to the next, Sam.
Let's do it.
Next, Sam.
So on to the next will be, of course, audio files coming up. You'll hear from Giannis. You'll hear also what else we got? Oh, Luka as well. So we've got some interesting stuff to get to on that front and more. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. So what are the expectations this season for the Knicks? They've won 10 of 12 and tonight face off against the defending champion Denver Nuggets. Earlier this morning on DPHR and Rothenberg, Rick and Dave said those expectations for the Knicks are only going to grow.
As we progress the season, as we go through the trade deadline, even after we get past this season and if there's no move for the big superstar, the expectations will continue to build and build and build. Like, you're not going to be happy with, hey, we competed well in the second round. At some point, this group, if it doesn't change, I think it will change at the deadline, but you know what I mean. If there's no superstar that's added to this roster, the expectation is at some point they're going to have to end up in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Right, but I don't think yet.
And that's brought to you by Tullamore Dew. When it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base.
How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, to be clear, not a stalker song. That's his girl. So and he knew something wrong. He had his spidey senses were tingling. He's like, yo, there's something not right about this. So let me make sure. Let me check this out and see if she's playing me. And he was right. Mm. That's just good detective work.
Gotcha. So pretty much he was the episode of Cheaters. He was his own Scott. He was his own guy.
Yes.
I wonder how many days of work he missed to try and catch her, because he probably had to act like he was going to work and then leave and watch her.
Who?
He probably had to miss a lot of work.
He took a day off.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like he was going to work and follow her.
And close your mouth because you cold busted. How many of us tried to use cold busted like in regular conversations in the 80s and then realized there's just no comfortable way of doing that?
Yeah, cold. Like, I don't know why cold was y'all adjective of choice.
Cold?
Yeah, I wasn't really. What's the other word y'all use in there? Straight busted.
Why did you say
busted?
Y'all?
Because I was a kid in the
80s. So?
I didn't talk like that at all.
I didn't either. I tried to. It was always awkward. But that's on brand for me anyway. But yeah, no, the cold busted part, like there was no, like if somebody stole your pen, what are you going to be like when you catch them with the pen and you're like, yeah, you cold busted. And everybody just looks at you like, what? Like, never mind. I just grab my juice box and just go to the other table.
Like, Alan, were you on the other side of the tracks with the AAU team again?
No. There's things that just go into my mind that don't make sense sometimes. It's probably a good time for us to step aside and let the headline makers do the talking in the segment we like to call
Audio File.
The Audio File.
As we were just talking about it, so let's continue with it. So as I mentioned, this is the Giannis thing from yesterday. It was the Bucks actually put the video out on their own Twitter with three crying laughter emojis of the team just going through some type of a silly dance on the court. Now, look, you're getting ready for a game. Everybody wants to get fired up. Okay, great. But it's like, I mean, just like have a little awareness about, like, you do look like you're celebrating at the funeral, right? Like, your new coach hasn't come in yet. That's Doc Rivers. He'll be there. Your old coach just got fired. Everybody just saw it, and they're all looking to wonder how the Bucks going to respond. They respond by dancing and singing. They must have really hated Adrian Griffin, who actually, if you ask coaches around, he's not a bad guy. Anyways, but Giannis,
for nothing.
Giannis, though, said there's no blood on my hands.
You know, obviously, it's tough. You know, you build a relationship with people, and all of a sudden, boom, they're not here. For a coach like Griff, I think from day one, everything was about togetherness. It was always leading this group into the direction that we set in the beginning of the year. And him not being here, at the end of the day, you know, like, we're human. It hurts everybody. But then we've got to keep moving forward. We have a goal in our head, which is to be the best basketball team that we can be. Obviously, there's a lot of high expectations from the ownership group, from the front office, from ourselves to be great. And this is the business of the NBA.
Yeah, it hurts. It hurts so much. You're dancing.
Well, you know how it is, right? It's like funny, right? It's like, oh, like we always say, it's the next man up. Like, bro, I ain't even got my bag out the cubicle yet. Like, I understand it's next man up, man, but I ain't even left yet, man. I can hear y'all dancing.
Like, you don't think that Griff didn't text Giannis after the game? Like, really? It's like that? Like, you're that happy?
Damn. Like, don't worry, you still get paid. You still get money.
Yeah. On the other, again, here's the back and forth. Here's Luka Doncic now from last night. So, as I said, they got off to – the Mavs played the Suns. They don't like each other. It's a great rivalry week game. It was on ABC last night. And it was a good first half where it was – it looked like the Mavs got off to a great start. And then little by little, the Suns just kept chipping away. There were some physical altercations. You know that there's history with Devin Booker and Luka. They always talk trash to each other, so that's always fun. But what you don't know is that there are fans in Dallas that, as big a star that Luka is, there are fans in Dallas that kind of are getting tired of his act, especially the act of where when things are going well, he celebrates, and when things go against him, he's either hurt or tired. There's always something.
They're not used to that in Dallas, front runners?
That's a good point. That's a really good point. Maybe they're just sick of seeing it all together.
Okay.
So there's one point where Luka and a fan, Luka was hearing from a fan throughout the game who was heckling him. Now, this is a game in Dallas, by the way, and the fan was sitting right by the reporters who sit courtside. And so Luka eventually pointed to the fan, told security, get him out of here. So they took him out. So Tim McMahon, who covers the Mavs for us at ESPN, and he does a lot of NBA stuff for us, and he's a well-respected reporter, he had this back and forth with Luka, and you could just tell Luka was incredibly thin-skinned about this whole thing.
I'm not going to say what he said, but I knew you were going to be the first one to put out something like that, so I just saw it, man. It's just funny. You always seem to be the first one to put some bad stuff about me.
First of all, 99% of the stuff I've written about you has been good.
I don't know.
I was sitting two rows behind us.
All right, so it was the only thing he was, that time he said something, the only thing?
That was what you reacted to.
Yeah, I was hearing the whole first half, right? Oh, you didn't hear anything.
He was definitely hollering.
Okay, there we go. That's
why did you ask for the fan to be ejected?
Because he was cursing me the whole first half, too.
Why didn't you ask for him to be ejected in the first half, then?
Because I never would eject a fan. They pay for tickets, but I had enough, you know. It's a little bit of frustration.
If you turned your head and looked over at him after he said that, that's what we saw.
Yeah, that's fine. The bad guy in the media, right? It's all right.
Do you feel like you're fairly portrayed in the media?
No.
That sounds like he's taking it personal, that they're simply asking him, what did the guy say that got him thrown out? And he's like, oh, I knew you'd go negative. I'm just asking you, what he said, you heard him. Like, yeah, but I want to know, what was it that... Like you see, though, how sensitive he is to this stuff. This is a face of the league?
How is it that somebody's been cursing? He's been cursing me. It's sports. Bro, you're from Europe. Bro, they call black soccer players monkeys, and every time they get the ball, go, ooh, 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 ooh. So what are we talking about, bro? Like, are you that thin-skinned? I don't believe in getting fans kicked out because they pay their money. Oh, but I get
but
him
I
kicked
don't
out.
Have a problem with him having the fan thrown out. The fan, it was too much. He's right.
What's too much?
But if I ask you about it,
it's nothing.
Wait a minute. No. It's fine. If he reached a point of, you know what, I'm done. Like, I'm done hearing your mouth all night. Get this guy out of here.
You can't do that.
He can, and he did.
I don't believe. Like, I see Westbrook do it as well sometimes.
But that's the NBA now. The NBA has a thing where if it goes too far, you can be ejected. And when the player says, I'm not comfortable with this guy, get him out of here.
Man, but who's the player to say it went too far? Like, because too far with certain people is
and
different.
And Bart, that's why Tim asked the question. What did he say?
That's
what
I'm
was
asking.
It that drove him out? We want to know what was the story. And Luka
he
was like, I knew you would bring up the negative thing. Well, what do you want me? How am I asking that?
He should have to be able to tell everybody what he said. Like, if you get me thrown out, you can just lie and say I said something crazy that I didn't even say.
Well, the whole point is that if you had a fan thrown out and we all saw it, shouldn't we ask you what it was that got him thrown out?
Yes.
And when we bring it up, you can't start doing the, oh, I knew you'd go negative. What do you mean? I'm asking you a question about something that happened.
It's the biggest thing that happened today.
It's so bizarre. And that's the thing, though, is that this is what I mean. Like, you just, like, for Luka, he's got to be better. If you want to be a big star in this thing and treat it as such, you got to be better than that. You have got to be better than that. Giannis. You know, you want to be the star everybody respects and loves and adores and all that stuff. You know, you want to come play in New York, people are whispering. You want to be in a big market. Are you serious? Giannis, are you serious? You can't act like that. You can't dance on the court before the game when your coach just got fired. That's such a bad look. Bad look. But he did it. Meanwhile, among the inactives of the Mavs-Suns game, by the way, that was on ABC, Mike Breen went through them. And one of them, of course, is a very familiar name, no longer with us.
First order of business is who's available tonight. For Dallas, Kyrie Irving is out. For Phoenix, Eric Gordon is out. For ABC, ESPN, Doc Rivers is out. Our dear friend has decided that life as an NBA broadcaster is way too stressful, so he's decided to opt for a less stressful job, an NBA head coach on a team that's trying to win a championship. We thank him for all his many weeks of service, and we wish him all the luck in the world. Seriously, we're a little heartbroken today, disappointed, but we're thrilled for our friend because coaching is in his blood. It's what he loves to do, and this is a tremendous opportunity in a city that he has history in.
I love Mike Breen, and the way he put that, we thank him for his many weeks of service.
Right.
Is a great little line. But, you know, Doc Rivers has left ESPN. And when I say no longer with us, of course, that's the what I was implying. No longer with ESPN. He is back in the NBA for yet another season, taking over the Milwaukee Bucks as their head coach. He was originally interviewed for the job but didn't get it. And the Bucks, I thought the smart thing you do is if you see something and it ain't working, that's the old Jerry West thing, you know, don't perpetuate a problem by continuing the problem. Just admit that it's a problem and move on. And they did, and they went, you know what, we should have hired Doc, so let's bring him in and let's correct the mistake. And that's what they're doing. But now it's Mike Breen and Doris Burke as the lead team on ESPN with no third voice, which Doc Rivers was, you know, was one of the three. And that's been always the normal thing. It's, you know, before that, obviously, it was Mark Jackson and Jeff Van Gundy with Mike Breen. But now it's Mike and Doris as your lead team, broadcast team, for ABC and ESPN on the NBA.
Do they rehire somebody or do they put somebody in there?
It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like they're just going to stick with that. But, you know, I guess that remains to be seen. Well, but Doris is great. I mean, she's really good.
We love Doris. How do they stop that from ever happening again?
Because you don't want
NBA Finals, they probably want to have the three add somebody for the NBA Finals. But how do you stop that from happening again? Because every coach that gets an opportunity to make $40 million is definitely going to be able to say, I'm out, unless ESPN start paying people for what they do for the basketball like they pay Troy Aikman and Joe Buck.
But don't you think that Doc's a coach? He wants to coach.
I get that, but any coach you get is always going to be looking. So who's, you know, outside?
Well, they had Mark and Jeff for years, and they were both coaches. They just and they were up for jobs. They just didn't get them.
But Van Gundy had been out long enough to where he wasn't going to go back. And you, 17 years out, you don't expect him to go back. A guy fresh out, you can expect and anticipate that he might be wanting to go back, especially when he interviewed for the job that became available. Right, so like I don't understand. I'm trying to figure out what ESPN is going to do contract wise going forward.
Nothing.
To make sure this never happens again.
Nothing.
So,
like,
so what's
the
contingency
let a guy
plan?
Go coach if he wants to coach?
So what's the contingency plan?
There is none. You have Doris Burke. Your contingency is that Doris is still a top notch analyst, and obviously Mike Breen is the best.
Yeah, but you added a former coach and slash player for a reason. So, you know, let's see what happens going forward.
Yeah.
I think they still should be trying to get somebody that they can, you know, because next year they're going to have a three-man team. So why not just try and get somebody to audition for to have it as a rotational seat?
We'll see.
See who's hot.
Yeah, we'll see. But this is for Doc. This is 25 consecutive years now he has been a head coach in the NBA. Now, it's the second longest streak of all time. Can you guess who has the longest streak?
Consecutive coaching?
Mm-hmm. Consecutive years coaching.
I would say Pat Riley.
It's Greg Popovich.
Yeah.
He's still coaching. He's got 28. So it shows you, though, Doc.
Damn,
Doc coaching
right
in the NBA for a quarter century straight. That's pretty impressive. It just shows you also how much he just loves to coach.
You know, very comparable to Bill Belichick. He still finds a way, and is he still connecting to this younger generation of athlete as well?
All right, so we have some NFL stuff that we'll get to a little bit later on. Rex Ryan, is, of course, going to join us as well, but that right there is audio files. 800-919-3776, the number to be part of the conversation. Stay with us, Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
How do you think this would have gone over in today's world, Milli Vanilli?
Don't put the blame on. I think it would have been a great song bringing it together. You know what I mean?
No, I'm not talking about. I'm talking about what Milli Vanilli ended up becoming.
Man, they would have outed them so fast. Somebody would have saw with AI that they lip syncing. Like, hold up, man. This dude, he missed the line. You know what I mean? Them hills, we had too much access. And like, back then, they had no D, so you couldn't see that they weren't singing. Now we got HD. Like, hold up, man. That didn't line up, bro. Hold up, bro.
None of it made sense, man. None of it. But back then, it was a shocking thing.
The crazy thing is the dreads was fake. Like, we didn't start realizing that. Yeah, they ain't really.
They didn't even have dreads?
Yeah, man.
Oh, my God.
Bro, you do know Andre Agassi had bobbin pins holding his hair on.
Well, eventually, he had to do that under the hat. Yes.
No, but a long time it was that.
No, he had the long hair for a while.
No, the dude was bald head, man. He had bald spots.
I'm saying. Then when it started to fall out, he started to do that because he had to keep his image up. The whole Nike thing.
Yeah, I think
denim shorts. The whole thing,
fella. Same way we found out Steve Harvey really had a microphone on the front of his head. You know what I mean? Barbers got their ass kicked because, like, yo, man, why my line can't be crisp like Steve Harvey? Cause his is a microphone, son. That's why.
That's not made of hair. That's not human hair.
Exactly. That's a straight line because it's perfect isosceles angle because it was made in a factory with a laser.
Oh man, if you're gonna play rain songs today, though, Jake, you know what I gotta hear? Bart, do you know the Peabo Bryson song? Can you stop the rain?
Oh, can you? Oh,
but you also can play
mm-hmm. New Edition.
Yes, can you stand the rain? But can you stop the rain is really more what we're saying right now, right?
Yeah, but can you stand it too?
Can you
stand the rain, or is it getting on your nerves? Some people like that.
It's definitely getting on my nerves because we've had a lot of rain in the last month or two. Because
you got Carl Thomas, summer rain. Just think, if it wasn't raining, it'd be snowing. So I'd much rather. The good thing
give
about
me
rain.
Snow. No,
good,
give me snow.
No, hell no. You say that.
Give me snow.
Man, you crazy as hell. You say that because guess what?
What?
If this had been snow. Mm-hmm. We'll probably be up to like 20 inches by now. Mm. So it's cool when it's snowing. That's fun for a minute. But then when it's snow on top of snow on top of snow, you get tired of that.
No,
the good thing about rain is wet for that day. When it stops, the rain's gone.
Excuse me? Oh, yeah. You were also talking about not just head jobs, but other jobs. I did say that today.
Yeah.
I did say that today. That's all right. You said this.
Outside of OJ Mayo, Gerard Mayo. Yeah, OJ the juice man.
I didn't know we called Gerard Mayo OJ. Is that what we're doing now? Oh, we're all over the map. But we do have Rex Ryan coming up, so I'll have some fun with him. 800-919-3776, of course, is the number to be part of the conversation. Knicks and the Nuggets tonight after Rex. We'll get deeper into that game tonight. Is it a litmus test at all? I'll give you the latest on Isaiah Hartenstein's availability, the matchup with Jokic. And everything else that's going on the NBA side of things. But, you know, again, Rex Ryan comes up. You know we're getting into the football. And that's coming up next. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. So Knicks fans are certainly excited with where the team is at, but not satisfied as of yet. One of the things that holds back the excitement is, what are the expectations of Julius Randle come playoff time? Yesterday on the K-Show, Michael said Knicks fans got to get on board with Randle.
Julius Randle. What more do you want from this guy? This guy is a legitimate, great player. He's a great player. If he continues along this arc, this might shock all of you. If he continues along this arc for another 4 years, doing what he does, making all-star teams, team keeps getting in the playoffs, is he not a better Nick than Carmelo Anthony?
And that's brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.